Hey, it's me, Chris Johnson, and I've got a lot of fucking energy right now because I just got over a little bit of a cold. I don't get sick very often. I'm a pretty healthy guy. I try to eat right. I usually eat pretty well. I work out all the fucking time. I run and shit. So I like to think of myself as being pretty put together. So I usually don't get the flu. I get fucking flu shots. I don't know if it fucking does anything. I don't give a shit. Those motherfuckers are free. Let me go off on a tangent here for a second. Some people go like fucking crazy about like the flu shot. They're like, I don't get the fucking flu shot. Like it doesn't fucking help. Or they say like, well, there's only a 20% chance that the fucking flu strain they put in there is going to fucking help. It's free. You walk into your fucking drugstore and they give you a shot in the arm. Like, what's the negative aspect of that? It does feel like somebody drills you in the fucking arm for a couple days, though, when you get a fucking flu shot. Holy fuck. I'm such a pussy, too. I fucking hate needles. And I think of my cat, like, anytime I go get a shot. Because I gotta give my fucking cat, Simon, a diabetes shot twice a fucking day. Or an insulin shot. It's not a fucking diabetes shot. I'm not giving him diabetes with the fucking shots. But he gets an insulin shot twice a day. And this motherfucker doesn't even bitch. He doesn't flinch. I fucking squat on the floor. I say, Simon, get your sweet tits over here. And he fucking walks over. And I give him a fucking shot to the back of the neck. And he doesn't fucking care. He doesn't even flinch. Like, me, I'm like trying to distract myself. Like I'm sitting in the chair and I'm like pinching my fucking arm or pinching my leg. That's what I fucking do. I like give myself like other pain. I like pinch my leg and all of a sudden like the fucking shot goes, I don't even fucking feel it. And then they're putting the fucking, you know, the Band-Aid on there. But I'm a fucking huge bitch. I don't like shots. I don't like fucking needles. And I just don't like being sick. I just don't like being well or not well. Wait, what the fuck am I talking about? I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. I think I just said the opposite. But I don't like being unwell. I don't like being ill. I mean, who fucking does, right? But for me, it's more important. I'm going to put myself above everybody else because I'm a fucking narcissist and this is my fucking podcast. I'm sure you've realized that I like to fucking talk. I talk to you. I talk to people in parking lots. I talk to people for hours at a fucking time. I'm told that I'm easy to talk to. I've heard that from a couple people and both sexes as well. So it's not just like dudes talking to me. Like the ladies apparently like to talk to me as well. Neither sex wants to fuck me or spend a ton of time with me. But if you need a piece of shit to talk to and you got some time, apparently I'm your guy. But I'm fucking game just because I like to talk so goddamn much. I'm fucking game. And I think I might have even said in previous podcasts, I talk to myself all the fucking time. I fucking sing to myself. I have conversations with myself. So the big thing with me about sickness, if you just get like the flu or a stomach flu, you just fucking knocked out. You're like laying around. Those flus suck. Getting sick like that sucks. But I think colds are almost worse because colds, first of all, your fucking throat's fucked up at first. Now, let me see. Let's compare symptoms for a second here before we get too deep into this fucking nonsense, before we get too deep in the fucking weeds. Let's look at the symptoms. So you kind of feel it coming on and you're thinking, fuck. Is it just because I've been yapping all day or I'm actually getting sick? With me, it could be because I've been fucking yapping all day because I got a deep fucking voice and I'm loud. So what happens is sometimes my fucking voice, I start to lose it. So I don't know if it's that or I don't know if it's a fucking sickness. Then you sleep for a while and then you wake up and it feels worse. You get the fucking sick throat when you're like, oh shit, I can't fucking avoid it now, goddammit. Start chugging down vitamin C, all these fucking old wives' tales that don't really fucking do anything, but you think they do stuff, and you just try to will yourself to get better. No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. I mean, maybe it's nothing. It's not that bad. And I tell myself that over and over and over again as it keeps getting worse. Then you got like a sore throat for a couple days, which for me is a fucking nightmare because I can't talk. I can't talk to myself. I can't sing along to fucking songs. I can't fucking comment on fucking anything. I can't talk to other people. It fucking hurts. It drives me fucking insane. I cannot stand it. I need to talk. My sore throat goes away in a couple days, and then the fucking sniffles come. And then you get, like, the fucking stuffy nose, you're blowing your fucking nose and shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, why does it, like, take its time? Like, okay, we're gonna have 2 days fucking sore throat, then we're gonna have 2 days fucking stuffy nose. Can't you just kick me in the dick all at once? You know what I mean? Can't you just shove this fucking sickness right up my ass all up front so I can just fucking deal with it in a couple days and be fucking done with it? Then you gotta deal with the fucking stuffy nose for a couple days. Then there's a couple days in the aftermath where your voice sounds fucked up. I fucking hate when my voice sounds fucked up, too. I need this voice. I need a little bit of fucking bass. I can't deal with it when it's just fucking feeling weird. And then sometimes you got the fluid and shit in your fucking head and I sound weird to myself. Ah, goddamn, I hate it. And then you get super tired all the fucking time. You're just fucking dead fucking tired all the time. And I'm always sleeping. I'm sleeping more than I normally fucking sleep just because I gotta fucking function. I just can't function. Oh, it drives me nuts. And then when you finally get over it, like I get this like surge of energy because I'm not used to having this much energy because I haven't done much in the last fucking week. And I think I'm super awake right now because I got up at 4 p.m. today. I went to bed at 8 a.m. and I got up at 4 p.m. It's just like a shift. A lot of people clock in at 8 a.m. and go home at 4 p.m. Not me, motherfucker. I go to bed at 8 a.m. and get up at 4 p.m. Hey man, when you're fucking single, nobody gives a shit about you and you can do whatever the fuck you want. Nobody cares. What am I missing? Time's fucking relative. Time's a fucking construct. I'll be up till 6 in the morning, so I got like another... What time is it? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Can I like evolve to the point where I don't get sick? Like, why do I gotta keep getting fucking colds? Everybody's like, man, you know, the fucking cold virus keeps changing. Well, then how come every fucking cold I get feels the same? They all feel the fucking same to me. It's fucking sore throat. It's fucking stuffy nose. It's fucking sleep. It's all the fucking same. Like, what's different about it? Like, why does my body get confused? Does the fucking virus just, like, put on a fucking fake mustache and glasses, knock on my door, and then we let him in? Who's getting fooled by this? And if this shit is constantly changing, how come the symptoms have been the same since I've been fucking kid? The symptoms are always the same. Like, everybody knows the feeling. Everybody knows the fucking sore throat, I'm getting sick feeling. How come people still get it? I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when you get your new podcast episodes. Every episode's on Podbean, the website, or the app. You can also catch me on Spotify if you want, or Apple Podcasts, or Google Play, other podcast site if you just Google my fucking ass. I'm going to keep putting the podcast in Facebook for you, right on the timeline. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And if you want to see me, my cats, and some other hot videos, check me out on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.